Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to a special edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, broadcasting live from the NYC. On today's show, I'm going to be talking with actors and musician Christian Kane and actress, fashion designer, and influencer Samantha Rochelle about their new role on WGN America called Almost Paradise. Please welcome my special guests, Christian Kane and Samantha Rochelle. Hello.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Christian, for taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk with us today.
Oh, are you kidding me? Thank you for having us. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
I wanted to start off by saying I've seen the preview of the show, and I have to say it's definitely one to watch. That's for sure. I'm a big fan of crime series, and I can't wait for the show to premiere. You know, it has all the elements I like, the action, the fighting, the whodunit ran. But the setting is different than in any other crime show because it takes place in the Philippines. What was it like to work on such a beautiful, in a beautiful country?
I tell you, it was a gift of a lifetime for me. It really was. America's never done a series ever in the Philippines, and so you know we're the first. And a lot of people have seen, you know, if you're American or even in the world, really, we've seen what Japan looks like, we've seen what China looks like, even Korea, but we never really get to see the Philippines. So much color, so many flavors, and we actually used the Philippines as one of the leading actors on the show. So it's going to be fun just to let people see this part of the world that a lot of people have never seen. And for me to be there personally, especially with the great writing that we were able to put down on film, it was an honor. And, man, I can't wait to go back.
Wow. Let's talk about your character. For all the listeners who haven't seen the preview, who is former DEA agent Alex Walker?
Yeah, he was the best of the best. He was really good at his job, and because he was so good and because he put his life into it and his heart into it and, you know, sacrificed a lot of other things in life that we'll learn about throughout the season, you know, he developed hypertension, so the government made him retire. So he goes there, and he just wants to retire. About 13 years ago, he had an operation where he was there, you know, undercover. And he found this little gift shop, and he purchased it and thought it'd be a great place to retire. And when he gets there, he thought it was just going to sit on the beach, and the Philippines has other plans for him. And he's immediately drawn back in to the scene and to the action and to what he really loves the most, even though he won't admit it, by circumstances and by the other two cops that are running the show, played by Art Acuna and the beautiful Samantha Rochelle.
Yes, and I hear that I heard that some of the fights that were choreographed. Well. Speaking of your show, like you know, you're best known for your roles like the Librarian, Angel, and Leverage. What was it about this role that made you want to play this character?
Well, you know, it's always the action. I work with Dean Devlin. I have for 13 years now. We did The Librarians and Leverage, and now we're doing this one. And it's just the action. You know, he did Independence Day, Godzilla, The Patriot. Everybody knows his huge films, and he loves action, and I love action. And this thing has enough of it. We were fighting twice a week, including Sam, and it was so much fun. But I tell you the difference with this cat. This cat has all this emotion that he wears on his sleeve. The other characters I played, they rolled down their sleeves so you couldn't see it. This guy wears it. And it was so much fun for me to be able to try to evoke those emotions out of not only myself, but the other actors that were around and hopefully the people that will be sitting on the couch at this time that we're in enjoying the show. I've never had to deal with that much emotion coming out. I'm always the tough guy. I always punch people and ask questions later. And this time, this guy was, he's got a heart, man. And it was really fun to play because I haven't played that kind of guy in a long, long time. So it was really kind of a challenge to find him again. And to me, that was why I really enjoyed playing this guy.
And I know that, you know, when you were on the show Leverage, you had did a lot of fight scenes on that show as well. And I heard that you had choreographed the fight scenes. Are you choreographing the fight scenes on this show as well?
Well, it's a little. I did choreograph all the fights on Leverage, and even on Angel, no one ever fought for me. From Angel to Leverage Librarians, I always do my own stunts when it comes to fighting, and I did the same thing here. There was a stunt coordinator. He was a very good friend of mine, and he would choreograph the fights, but I usually have a way of changing them once I get to set to more suit me and more suit the time that we had to film it and stuff like that. So I didn't really choreograph it, but I changed it enough to where I could put my name on it.
Wow. And right now we also have, I think this is Samantha. Is this Samantha Rochelle?
Hi.
Hi, Samantha. How are you?
Here. How are you?
There she is. I think she was late.
I'm good.
Too.
Great. I was.
No, I wasn't. I was actually on time, and I was able to hear everything.
Yes. You know, Samantha, I knew about you, I think, last year. You were on a show called, I think it was Fashion IQ, a Lifestyle Inc., I think it was, where you was doing a, you was talking about your shoe game and your beautiful sunglass collection, and and I was saying, wow, she's a girl after my own heart because she loves popcorn. She has a fabulous sunglass collection. So I thought that was really, really great.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, my
I
God,
wanted
I don't
to
even
ask,
remember that. But, yeah, thank you.
I wanted to ask you about your character. You play a police officer, Kai Mendoza, and she's beautiful just like yourself, smart, and most importantly, she knows how to fight. She means business. What was it about her, that character, that made you want to play her?
Oh my gosh. I just thought she was a really interesting character, she's very audacious, very bone-crushing character, but she was also very compassionate as well. She has a backstory where, you know, after losing her mother, who was a community leader, she sort of shook off her rebellious teenage persona to as well become a community leader herself, which was her mother's passing sort of shaped her future in the police force. And I just thought that was really interesting because she had a lot of heart in the show, and it was very fun to play that type of girl who was pretty badass as well, but also she really cared a lot for her community. And yeah. And it was also fun to be able to play her because you get to, you know, you see her sort of fists up all the time, you know, figuratively speaking, when she was working. And especially when she meets Christian King's character, Alex Walker. It was really fun to be able to play her and her meeting Alex Walker. It was just an interesting dynamic, I thought, and fun.
Wow. So when you were preparing for the role, do you have to shadow other police officers? Do you have to learn the jargon that they had to use? How do you prepare for it?
Well, when we were sort of thrown into the island, we sort of had about a week before we started filming. You know, the week prior to filming, I just basically had little training here and there for fighting and just shooting and being able to hold a gun, sort of so that it's become second nature to me. But all the, police talk and everything, that was just all learned in on script, really. But, yeah, just being able to fight and look like I know how I'm fighting, that was pretty much all the training that I had. Christian helped me a lot, too.
Well, I didn't help her that much. She's a natural. We were also fortunate to have a special forces guy there out of Australia who was part of the stunt team. And, he would show other people how to, kick down doors and hold the gun and all that kind of stuff. And so we had a little bit of training from him, which helped out quite a bit because, like she said, we were thrown onto the island, literally dropped onto the island and said start and said go. So we had no time to really train. I had some before, playing the roles that I've had, but she picked it up so quick we didn't really have to spend that much time on teaching her the jargon or the likeness. So that was fun.
Wow. And I know Christian, you had worked with Dean Devlin before. Matter of fact, you're starting to work on another film that takes place on the same island. I think it's the same island that you had filmed Almost Paradise. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I'm starting. At this point, I'm not starting another film. I don't know. I don't know where that information came from. Unless I'm like, mm-hmm. if you heard something, like, please let me know because I want to go back. there was some talks of some of the director, a couple of the directors that were there. One of them, our good friend Francis. I think he's got a project that he wants to do out there, and I told him that, you know, just give me a call. I'll be there in a heartbeat, man. It was so beautiful there.
Wow. I know that the director, Dean Devlin, is Filipino-American, just like you, Samantha, correct? I know that he, when we was talking earlier about why this show is different from other crime series, I read somewhere where he said that he wanted to show the Philippines in a way that there was never seen before. Do you guys feel that he has accomplished this by, you know, since you guys were on the island for a good amount of time, do you feel that he had accomplished that?
I definitely think so.
I mean,
go ahead, Sam.
Sorry.
I think my thing's a little delayed, but
I'm sorry. I'll start with you, Christian, and then Samantha can answer the question as well.
A lot of people don't know that Samantha's in Manila. She's actually still in the Philippines, and so I'm in Los Angeles. So our connection to New York is a little bit easier.
Okay.
He did, because, you know, the thing was is that when you, if you have seen the Philippines in movies before, it's usually Jason Bourne or somebody else coming in to beat up a bunch of Filipinos. Dean was very smart about this, where it's not, you know, we're not taking down bad people that are from the Philippines. We're taking down bad people that live in the Philippines. We're taking down Russians and Germans and Swedish people, you know, that all move there because they feel like they can run a business underground on this beautiful island and not be, you know, caught by Interpol or you know, the FBI or anything like that. So they moved to this place. And so what Dean was really touched on is that we're taking down bad guys that are not Filipino. You know what I mean? He didn't want to put people in that light because that's how you usually see stuff when you're over into a country like that. And so that was really refreshing. And the fact that Dean and everyone else that actually filmed it, we used the Philippines as a leading actor. They should have been, you know, the Philippines should have been on the call sheet because, you know, the background was so beautiful and the culture and the spiritual side of it and all that kind of stuff. We really did embrace that, and we used that as another actor on set. And so that's one of the things that he did that I think a lot of people, they may have not have seen, you know, they may not be familiar with the Philippines, and so they're going to get to take a vacation every week, and we're honored to provide that.
And Samantha?
I mean, pretty much everything that Christian said. I think that Dean did such a good job being able to highlight the Philippines and making it sort of like a love letter to the Philippines and the Philippine Islands, to be able to see all of the landscapes that we were able to shoot in, you know, the beautiful beaches and even the little gritty streets that we were able to film in. I thought it was amazing for it to, you know, be another character on the show. You definitely see a lot of the Filipino culture in the entire show, and for the entire season you'll be able to see that, you know, Filipino culture come out of the show and how family is really important, and you see, you know, the characters develop throughout the show, and it's such a big deal, the family aspect in the Filipino culture, and you definitely see that on the show.
Yeah, you take all the actors and put them together, and 95% of the cast is Filipino. And it's like this whole untapped resource over there of these beautiful, very talented actors and stuff like that really no one's ever seen on this side of the world. And now they're going to get to see this talent, this raw talent that's out there, and I'm really proud of that. Just the diversity that we were able to show on that. Like you walk in and it's like, who is this actor and why is he not a movie star? You know what I mean? He's just a local actor from the Philippines and he's killing it. And it was so much fun to work with that kind of talent.
You know, it's so funny because, you know, I have friends who are Filipino, and they, for years they've been trying to get me to go there because it's such a beautiful place. And it's like what you said, Christian and Samantha, that it's a side of the world that you don't get to see that much. And I'm glad that you guys are showcasing this beautiful place. I got a question from Twitter from this is from @LisaTheWearCat. This question is for Christian, and she has a question for you, Samantha. Christian, she wants to know if you still do any artwork, and if so, what's your favorite media?
Well, it's you know, I'm a musician, and I like to paint. You know, I watch the Food Network and HGTV all the time. That's what I watch. I love to redecorate my house every once in a while. But I tell you, it's funny. I think food has become an art form for me for the last, 15 years. I didn't grow up with, when I first got to Los Angeles, I had no money whatsoever. So I was eating, a can of ranch style beans a day. And then all of a sudden I got a couple dollars in my pocket. So I went to the grocery store and all of a sudden I could get what I wanted to make some dinner. And I just fell in love with food. And it literally is my art form. And that's my medium presentation is everything. You eat with your eyes before you eat with your mouth. And so even though I make art that goes away pretty quick, it really is the presentation of food is my new medium for art, and I still love singing and I love acting, which is another art form, but that's really a true love for me is the cooking side of things. I'm a foodie and I think you'll see a little bit of that in the show.
And speaking of food, this question is for Samantha from @LisaTheWearCat. She wants to know, Samantha, what is your favorite Filipino comfort food?
She loves balut.
No, that's actually not true. Don't listen to Christian. although I have tried balut, which is I don't know if you know what that is, but it's sort of a duck.
I actually
don't know what it is, but you should find out. It's fetal duck egg. That's what it is. Thank you.
Yeah.
But I really love. I really love the Filipino breakfast where you have sort of the spam and then the tocino and then the rice and you kind of mix the egg in on top of the rice, and it's really my favorite thing to eat. And actually I can make a little bit of that, I must say.
Is that what stuff you like, the noodles that we'd always have on that
pancit? Yeah, pancit. That's noodles.
They're
sort of like glass noodles and they're mixed with some sort of great yellow sauce, and it's really good. Really good.
The only problem I have with that country is there's not enough hot sauce, man. I was having to dig up hot sauce everywhere I went. There's not enough hot sauce in the Philippines, and they got to get behind that. Come on, man.
Oh, wow. I'm really looking forward to this show, and I know that some people are asking, are you guys going to be planning a watch party? Will you be doing a Twitter Live while watching the show?
We are going to do a Facebook Live for the East Coast feed, so that's you guys. And we'll be doing like a Facebook Live, I think, on the Leverage page. I have to check on that. I'm so sorry that I don't know that information. I believe it's on the Leverage page. We're doing a Facebook Live. And then, I can't speak for Sam. I think I can. I think we're going to be live tweeting. We always did that with Leverage and the librarians. And it's fun because we get to immediately answer questions and tell them what went on. So we'll be doing a live tweeting during the show. I'll be doing them for the East Coast and West Coast feed. And I'll probably sit through the middle too. I don't know if it's, I think Central, I think Mountain is on its own. I think Central's in with the East Coast, if I'm correct for this show. But I'll be live tweeting the whole night, man, just because it's so much fun to hear what the fans are saying, what they're talking about, asking questions. And, you know, I can't get to all of them, but I try to answer them. Are you going to do that, Sam?
Yep, I think that's what I'm going to do, too. I'm going to be in that with you.
Okay, fantastic.
Wow.
That's perfect.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, I know that the series, it's a 10-episode series. Are you guys, I know with the current health crisis and everything, have you guys already started on the second season? I know it's too early, but do they let you know, do you have to wait till you get picked up, or do you just start doing scenes?
Well, we haven't been picked up just yet, but what people don't understand is that I just got back a week and a half ago. I literally mm-hmm. just got back from the Philippines. We just wrapped the season a week and a half ago. So, you know, hopefully if everybody tunes
in
and everybody watches. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, and Sam barely got back to Manila before they shut the airport down in Cebu. Literally the gates were closing behind us as we all went home. In less than 24 hours, if we would have waited, we wouldn't have made it. So we're fortunate for that. But we everything's still up, man. We're ready to go. Dean, if you've talked to Dean, you know how much he loves the show. You know how much his heart is in this show. I know mine is, and I know Sam is, and I know Art is. I mean, we're behind this 100%. We can't wait to go again. And I think it would really take. Well, I don't want to say an act of God because we're in that right now, but it's you know, something to hold us back from doing a second season.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Christian.
Like, you know, everybody was like, "Well, how do you feel about promoting this right now with everything going on in the world?" And my answer to that is, you know, we worked really hard on this, and there's a lot of people in the Philippines that worked harder than we did. You know, And it's my job to get out there and tell people this. And with what we're all going through right now, and we're all sitting at home, and we're all a little stir crazy, you know, maybe it's not a bad idea to tune in and let us take you on a vacation for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Let us take you to the Philippines for a bit and get your mind off stuff, where there's a lot of emotion that comes out through this show, as you've seen. And, you know, sometimes in times like this, though it seems bad to promote something when all this is going on, a little entertainment's what we all need right now. And so, if you guys want to take a little vacation on the couch and just get out of your head for a little bit, let us take you on that journey. We'd be happy to.
I absolutely agree, because I feel that, you know, during these situations and this uncertain time, that what better way, since we're all at home, what better way to tune into a new show, you know, and get new fans, you know. This is kind
yes.
of a good way to check the show out, because we're all inside trying to stay safe and healthy. And I agree with you totally, 100%. It's a good way to check out the show. And I know you guys are going to be premiering the show on Monday, March 30th at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central on the WGN America. For those who don't know, that is a cable station. And I just wanted to say, I wanted to get back to your talent as a musician, Christian. Will we be seeing you doing some music? Because I remember you did a scene on Supernatural where you did some singing. Will you be doing some singing on the new show?
Yeah, Jensen talked me into that one, man. He's one of my dearest friends on Supernatural. He roped me into that one, I should say, but it was so much fun working with him. Again, we've been friends for 20 years, so it was fun. You know, Dean Devlin promised everybody that there would be some music that I would be doing this season, and the guy really doesn't balk. I mean, he does. He makes good on his promises, and there's an episode where I sing quite a bit, and there's quite a bit of music in it, and it was a lot of fun. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was a great time on that episode. So, yes, you will see some music. I will be singing. I wrote a little bit. I had my hand in writing it with someone else, and so it's going to be fun when that episode comes out, because I know people have been waiting, and it's my fault. I've just been a little preoccupied over on the island.
Wow. And Samantha, I know that you're also, correct me if I'm wrong, you're also a fashion designer, correct?
Yes, I am.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Samantha.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, police officers are not known to be very stylish, but will we be seeing some of your pieces?
No, you won't actually see any of my pieces in the show. But I did have my say in what I think Detective Kai Mendoza would wear. But unfortunately, no, I didn't get to put any of my stuff in the show.
Wow.
It's very stylish.
You know what?
Very stylish. She's got those shoes that I like so much. You know the ones, the denim ones. I think those are the best shoes I've ever seen in my life. Every time she wore them, I was like, those are my favorite. She's got a really, really good sense of style. So, yeah.
Wow. You know what? I want to tell you guys, thank you again for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come talk with us here on That's Entertainment. Where can people follow you? I'll start with Christian. Your Twitter, your website, where can we hear some of your music if you got any music posted? What's your social media?
My social media is Instagram is Christian Kane 1. And my Twitter is Christian Kane 01. And then, of course, there's ChristianKane.com, and then you can go on Facebook, which is just Christian Kane, I think. And I'm going to be on Twitter the night of the show, so that's Christian Kane 01. And then I will be on Instagram as well, which is Christian Kane 1. And just to say this out there on the radio, to the audience right now, it's I only have one of each. There's other people that are getting duped by people out there acting like me, and it's not me. I only have one, and they're both verified, so please don't go on another one, especially, you know, with the stuff that's going on with the social media right now. I have one on Twitter, one on Instagram, and please go to those, and we'll keep you posted. We'll be firing some tweets out on the night before.
Thank you for mentioning that, Christian. And Samantha, what about you? Where can we follow you and also check out your beautiful designs?
on Instagram, actually, I have a personal account, which is at Sam Richelle, SamRichelle. And then I have an Instagram account for my fashion line, which is at Samantha.Richelle. And, yeah, you can also find me on Twitter, which is just at Sam Richelle. I'm mostly pretty busy on Instagram, so you can find me on there.
Great. Well, I'd like to thank you, Christian and Samantha, for taking the time out, and I can't wait to watch the show, and good luck for you in the future, and we just want you guys to be safe and healthy, and we look forward to watching the show.
Thank you. Listen, you guys take care of yourself out there in New York. Seriously, you guys watch yourself in New York, man. I know everybody's going through a tough time right now, so
yep.
I'm praying for you guys out there in the city, man. Just everybody be careful.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Take care, guys.
All right, we'll talk soon. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Christian Kane and Samantha Richelle. Make sure you check out Almost Paradise on Monday, March 30th at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central on the WGN America. You can also follow Christian at Christian Kane 01. Also check out his website at Christian Kane, and make sure you check, to check for the blue check. That's how you know it's the real Christian Kane. Like he said, don't follow any other. He only has one social media account on Twitter and Instagram. So make sure you're following the right account. And also for Samantha, you can also follow her at Twitter at Sam.Richelle. That's SAM.RICHELLE. Follow her on Instagram at Samantha Richelle. And also, don't forget, you can also tune in. Make sure you tune in. They will be doing, Christian said they will be doing live tweeting. And support the show. It is a really good show. If you want to check out the some of the highlights of the premiere, you can go on YouTube or you can go on the Twitter page of the WGN America. You check out their Twitter page. They have some of the highlights of the show as well. Right now we have 30 minutes left remaining in the show. I'll be back. I'm going to take a commercial break, and don't go anywhere.
Tune in to That's Entertainment, the number one source of entertainment news and pop culture, every Wednesday afternoon with your host Tammy Jones Gibbs, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I was sensitive to lights and sounds, so I built secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. Sometimes, I did the same things over and over, until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to a very special edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, where every Wednesday afternoon I bring you the latest in entertainment news, celebrity news, and pop culture. Today was a special edition because we was talking with actor Christian Kane and Samantha Rochelle from the new WGN America new crime series, Almost Paradise. It will premiere on March 30th, that's a Monday, at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. If you missed the show, you missed the interview, you can always come back, and if you're a registered listener here on BTR, you can always go back and listen to the archive. I will post the show on That's Entertainment Facebook page. That's www.facebook.com/thatsentertainment.radio. I will also post it on my Twitter page as well as That's Entertainment page. That's Stiletto14. That's my Twitter, Stiletto and the number 14. And That's Entertainment is That's Entertain 1. That's THATS Entertain and the number 1. I want to say to everyone, make sure to check out every week between 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern here on Blog Talk Radio, That's Entertainment. Make sure you follow us on Twitter and Facebook. And until next time, make sure you guys stay safe, stay healthy, because it's serious out here. We don't want anyone to get sick. And we want you to be around to check out more entertainment news and more entertainment shows and more celebrity interviews here on That's Entertainment. Well, that will do it for me for this week. Tune in next time when we do it all over again. You've been listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs. Have a great week. Stay safe, stay healthy, and I'll talk to you next time. Take care.